Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in the Darim Daf Tes. We begin at the very top, Tes Amud Aleph, with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Kinidre Rishoyim. If a person says, this should be like the Nedarim that the Rishoyim make, which we'll explain in a moment, there's a number of runs here that are critical to understanding the Mishnah. So if a person says, what I'm about to say should be like the Nedarim that Rishoyim take, so Nadar, he has in fact made a Nadar, or Binazir, he has in fact become a Nazir, or Uvikarbon, he's in fact created something to have the status of a Karbon, or Ubishvua, and likewise, it says Kinidre Rishon, it would have the status of being a Shvua. Now, the Ran goes through detail explaining what our Mishnah is talking about. It's very enigmatic the way it is. So let's go through the Rans. We have a little bit of time, so let's go through the Rans. We start off with the top Ran. He says, Hachmas Nisin Nami Perusha Diyodosi. And the Rosh says the same thing. Our Mishnah is continuing the discussion from the previous Mishnah, which explains certain Yodos, what they are. Just like we had Mefushani, Mirchokani, Mudrani in the first Mishnah, now we have additional explanations of what Yodos are. Umarashin Magamar, and our Gemara is going to explain the Holy Comment. This is what our Mishnah is talking about. The Imam, if a person said, Kinidre Rishoyim Hareini, or if he says, Kinidre Rishoyim Olai, or Kinidre Rishoyim Heimenu, so if he says any Lashon like this, and in the situation of Hareini, he says, Kinidre Rishoyim Hareini, I should be like the way that Rishoyim make Nedarim, and he adds the word Hareini, and Vahaya Nazir over Elefanav, and Nazir is walking in front of him, Harehu Nazir, he becomes a Nazir. Likewise, V'chein im Omar, Kinidre Rishoyim Olai, that's the second Lashon. If he says, I want to have the status of what the Rishayim do in regards to Nedarim, and it's a lie, so that's Chayiv Karban. So this item that's in front of me is going to have the status of a Karban. Here we're talking about there's an animal in front of them that could take upon itself the Kedusha of Karban. Now, if he uses the third Lashon, he says, it should be upon me like the Nedarim of Rishayim Heimenu, so that is Shelo Ochel. I will not eat this item in front of me. And obviously, the Ran says, in this situation, there was a bread or something in front of him. So this is a shvua that he will not eat this. And in every one of these things, he is chayiv in this situation if he transgresses what he just said. Because he said, Ki Omar Kinidre Rishoyim. He said this should be like the Nedarim that Rishoyim make. Shari Ha Rishoyim Darkan Lidar. Rishoyim do make Nedarim. As we'll see, the famous pasuk in Koheles that we're going to learn in our Gemara, Tovashelo Sidor, Mishatita Velosishalim. It's better not to make Nedarim. Nedarim are potentially not good. We'll see in a moment the machlokis between Ramei and the Review, then the Gemara later in the Shia. But in general, everybody agrees making Nedarim is a potential problem. So in this situation, when he says it should be like the Nedarim of Rishayim, since Nedarim are made by Rishayim, so that it will take effect, either as a neder, or as a nezirus, or as to make into a carbon, or to make into a shur, that he will not eat something. Since a person shouldn't do this, that's what we refer to as if he says it should be like the Nedarim that Rishayim makes. So then, Hari Rishayim Heim, Laoso Dover, Kainir Abeinite. The Ran says, therefore, he wants this to take effect, like the Rishayim. It does take effect. The Torah does give us the dinim of Nedarim, albeit it doesn't recommend that we make them necessarily. Therefore, when he says it should be like the Nedarim of Rishayim, and then he adds the word, either he says a Lashon of Hareini, or he says a Lashon Olai, or he says a Lashon Heimenu, so then the respective din takes effect. However, the Mishnah continues, we're back to the Mishnah now, if he says, Kinidre Kisherim, it should be like the Nedarim that Kisherim makes, since Kisherim don't make Nedarim, Lo Omar Klum. It's as if he said nothing. And you can see this in the Ran, in the Ramasu Kinidre Rishayim, Afa Gabd Omar Hareini, Olai, or Hemenu, even though he said, Kinidri Rishoyim Hareini, or he said, Kinidri Rishoyim Olai, or he said, Kinidri Rishoyim Hemenu, which would be the Lishonos that we just brought down by Nidre Rishoyim, would in fact make something an Eder, an Azirus, a Karbon, or a Shvua, if he says, Kinidre Kisherim, even though, Vaya Nazir, or Behema, or Kikar, Lefanov, Lo Omar Klum, this has zero impact, it has zero halachic status, because Shari Ein Kisharim Nodri, because good people don't make Nedarim. Shein Rashoyim Lasus King. This is not the proper way a person should conduct himself. But who then the Ran adds Nami Imamar Kinidvas Rishoyim. If he said like the Nedavos of Rishoyim, we'll see if he says like the Nedavos of Kisherim, it does take effect because Kisherim do give Nedava. Nedava is something that's a positive thing. It doesn't involve potential takala like a nether. A nether obligates the person. A Nedava obligates the item. So if something happens to the item, so then there's no takala potential, relatively speaking. In any event, if he says, Kinidvas kisherim, the Mishnah will see that's good. But if he says kinidvas rishayim, even though he says the word olai, lo maklum, that doesn't impact anything, the Ran says, because lefisha ain rishayim know them. Rishayim don't normally make nidavos. Because if they made nidavos, they'd be good people. They wouldn't be rishayim. Shemheim nodrim, nodvim, einam rishayim, lo davar, the achi isa betosefta. And this is what the Tosefta brings down as well. So we make a distinction over here, and the Gemara will explain a little bit more, the Mefarshim on the Daf will explain a little bit more, what the distinction is between a neder and a nidava, that rishayim make nidarim, and tzadikim, kisherim, don't make nidorim, but they do make nidavos. And if rishayim make nidavos, then they're by definition not rishayim, so then it isn't appropriate to say kinidvas rishayim, because there's no such thing. Then we conclude the Mishnah, kinidvosa, if the person were to say, it should be like a nidava, which is by definition kisherim, so then, in fact, it would be nadar, a neder that is being made, benazir, or a naziris, or a carbon, or it's a carbon. Now, note it doesn't say shvuah, so Mefarshim should point out, because even a shvuah isn't done through a nidava. We don't make shvuahs, period. And that's what the Ran tells us over here, kinidvosa, nadar, benazir, or carbon, shariak sherim, good people, misnadvim heim b'karbon uv naziris. They do make karbanos, they do make naziris. Hilkach, when he says, kiyama hareini, v'ayu nazir ovel afanam, if he says, it should be, kinidvasam, and then there's a nazir walking by, and he says, hareini, I should be like that nazir, v'ayu nazir ovel afanam, harehu nazir, he does become a nazir. V'chiyomar alai, and there's a behemu munachas lefanav, so havalei ka'omer harehu karbon nadava. It's as if he's donating a carbon as an adava, which again, is better than a nether. Nether says, I obligate myself. And then the potential that he won't eventually bring it. Whereas if he says this animal, then something happens to that animal, so he doesn't have any or other obligation. But note, the Ran says, Avo b'shvua, lo mechayev afilu hayokika mu'ar lefanav. But by Yeshua, we don't say this, because even though he said there's a kikar in front of him, and he says, kinidvasom hemenu, v'yamar hemenu, shalo ochel, that I will not eat this kikar, that still won't become a shvuah, because lefi she'enon haksherim, she'en haksherim nishboim le'olam. Good people never swear. V'afogav, even though we said, on daf ches, we just had this in yesterday's shiur, that we are allowed to swear lezaruze nafshayu, in order to go and spur yourself to do a mitzvah. You have trouble getting up in the morning and say, I swear I'm going to get up tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. So, nishboim le'var mitzvah, no. Ha'yishvua lo mikri nedoba. That's not called a nedoba, because shari kvar hein muchuyavim l'kayim es mitzvah. They're already obligated beforehand, and it's not really a nedoba. It's not really a shvua. And it's just a way to spur yourself, and that's different. Okay, the Ran goes further on, but let's go now weiter into the Gemara. So the Gemara starts off and says, maybe v'dil mahalchik Gemara, when the person says this should be like the nadarim of Rishayim, maybe he meant kinidri Rishayim lo nadarna. I don't want to. Why is in the yad means that he's making an eder, he's making a nazirus, he's making a korban. Maybe it says I don't want to be like the Rishayim, and therefore I'm not making an eder. So why are you saying that this is a yad mochiach? Maybe this is a yad she'ena mochichos. And as we pointed out, and the Moshim here bring down, this goes like Shmuel in the previous dapim, where it said that a yad she'ena mochiach lo havi neder. So maybe that's what he's meaning over here. So Amar Shmuel says no. But Omer kinidre rishoyim hareini olai veimenu. As we just explained in the Ran, the person is clearly stating what he wants. He wants this to be like the neder of the Rishayim, which we shouldn't do. And he says either the word hareini, or he says the word olai, or he says the word heimenu. If he says the word hareini, and there's a nazir walking in front of him, so then he becomes a nazir, benaziris. And if he says olai, and there's an animal in front of him, becarbon, it becomes a carbon. And if he says heimenu, kinidu Rishayim heimenu, so then there's an item in front of him, it's as if he said, I will not eat that item. So therefore, it's bishvua, and that is how we understand the Mishnah, as we explain in the Ran, based upon a reading of the Gemara right now. Now the Gemara questions the first and the third statement that Shmuel just made. It doesn't question the part about olai karba, because that is a valid yad. If a person says, and there's an animal in front of him, hare olai, that this animal should be for me as a carbon, without saying it should be as a carbon, he just says hare olai, so that is a valid yad. So we're not going to question that. We're only going to question the first part about naziris and the last part about shvuah. So the Gemara starts off in questions. If it says hareini, now we have the girsa naziris, the Bach just says the word beis. So hareini bin naziris, if a person says I should be bin naziris, so if he says hareini, that means that he becomes a nazir. Maybe not. Maybe dilma hareini b'tainis kamar. Maybe he says I should be in a tainis. So how do you know that it means nazirus, and why is this a valid yad? So again, Amar Shmuel, because we're dealing over here, kishuyah nazir over lefanim, because there's no doubt over here. This is not a yad shein mochiach. This is a yad shein mochiach, because there's a nazir walking in front of him, and he says, "Kenidrei rishayim hareini, I should be like the rishayim, make nidarim." And there's a nazir there, and he says hareini. So then Shmuel says that's not a yad shein mochiach. That's a yad mochiach, and therefore he is in fact a nazir. Now, the next words we have of the year, so olai b'karbon, but that's really the second part of the statement that Shmuel had made, which I just pointed out. We don't have any shilas on, so that's why it's in parentheses, because we're really getting to the next part, where he says, nidre, kenidre b'shoim, heimenu. If he uses lashon heimenu, so then, in this situation, b'shvur. He, in fact, has a shvur. And the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe dilma, heimenu, da'achil nukamar. Maybe saying not that I won't eat it, maybe saying that I will need it. So again, Amar Rava. Rava says, the Amar, he said specifically, Kinidre Rishoyim Heimenu Shelo Ochal. It should be like the Ned of the Rishoyim, this thing in front of me, that I will not eat it. So therefore, it's not a Yad Shein Mochiach, it's a Yad Mochiach. Gemara says, Ihochi Malamemra. So then what's the Chiddush? If a person says this, so of course it's a Yad. And of course it's a Yad Mochiach. And of course it would be also to him to eat. So Gemara says, no, maybe not. Mahu de Tema, you know what I might have said? Halo Mathik Shavua Mipume. He didn't exactly say the Lashon of a Shavua that I will not eat it. He just said, like the Nidre Rishayim, hey Menu, this thing, lo ochal. So maybe it doesn't mean that it's a Shavua. Maybe he wouldn't, in fact, be over his Shavua. As the Mefarish says, indeed, Ramascha, Halo Mathik Shavua, de lo amar bifei Shavua. Who says that this is a Yad? Maybe it's not. He didn't say the favor, Shavua Shlo Ochal. And therefore, afilu hochi amrinon vaday shua komar. So komash belon hadein. So yes, this is in fact what it means. It can't say that it's maybe not a yad. No, this is a real yad for a shvua, and therefore it is a good shvua. Now, on the side, the Hagos Ronishburg says the teva sadei nimchak, and it's not found. Okay, the word hadein doesn't belong here. Komash belon that this is in fact a lashon, a valid lashon of shvua. Okay. Now the Gemara says, we quote the next part of the Mishnah, Kinidre Ksheirim lo amar klum. But if he says like the Nedarim of Ksheirim, since Ksheirim don't make Nedarim, it's as if he said nothing, even though he said Hareini, Olai, Hemenu, doesn't impact anything. It's not a Lashon of Neder, it's not a Lashon of Nazirus, it's not a Lashon of Karbon or Shvua. But if he says Kinidvosom, then nadar, and then we have the word v'chule, the Bachcha says, well, why have the word v'chule? You should just fill in the last two words. It's as if, nidvosam, nadar, binazir, ubikarbon. Fine. Either way, it means the same thing. V'chule, where you actually say what the Mishnah said. So we quote the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, who's the author of our Mishnah? Mantana. Who's the author of our Mishnah that makes a distinction? The Shani Lei, Beined, the Linen Dabba. Obviously, the author of Mishnah, as I've already said multiple times, holds that Rishoyim make Nidarim, the Rishoyim don't make Nidavos. If they do, then they're not Rishoyim. And Ksheirim, they don't make Nidorim, but they do make Nidavos. So who is the author of our Mishnah that makes such a distinction? The Shani Lei, Beined, the Linen Dabba. So the Gemara wants to say, the only two opinions that we know are Rebbe and Rehuda, which we're going to understand more about in a moment. That's what I alluded to before. But let us say, therefore, lo Rebbe Meir, lo Rehuda. This doesn't seem to fit in with the approach of either Rebbe or Rebbe Yehuda. Why is that? Because the Tanya. Because we learned in the following Braisa, this is Tosefta in Chulin, and this Braisa says as follows. The Tanya, we learn that the famous Pasuk from Koheles, which I mentioned before, Tov Asher Losidor Vigomer, and the Vigomer is very important. Tov Asher Losidor, it is better for a person not to make a neder, rather than if he makes a neder, Mishatidor Veloseshalim, and you shouldn't go fulfill it. So Shlomo Melech and Koheles, we didn't read Koheles that long ago, on Cholamai Tzukis. So we should remember this though. So it says, Tov Asher Losidor, it's better not to make a neder than to make a neder and not to fulfill it, not to pay it. Now, that is the simple understanding of the pasuk. But what does this mean? So we have the opinion of Rebbe that says, in fact, there are three possibilities. There's the person who makes a neder and fulfills it. That certainly is better than making a neder and not fulfilling it. But he says, even better than that, tov mizel mizeh, better than one who makes a neder and fulfills it, and certainly better than one who makes a neder and doesn't fulfill it, is she'eno noder kol ikar. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, the best thing in the world is not to make a neder at all. Why? Because, as you see in the Ran, it is better not to make a neder at all than even to make a neder minoder umishalim, and certainly uminoder beino mishalim. Why is that? Because the previous pasuk, the le'el, mehai krok siv, es asher tidor sholem. that you have to go and fulfill that which you make a vow on. Then it says, it's better not to make a nether at all. That's the way Rav Meir understands the series of psukim. Klomar, shuhu yoser tov. It is better not to make a nether at all than even to make a nether that you fulfill. We know the mishale. Because the siv le'almine, because yoiv taima le'milsa, the reasoning is, mishetidor velosa shalim, because you may come to make a nether that you won't fulfill. And therefore, klomar, maybe, shema tishkach, even though you have good intentions, you're a good person, and you make a nether with a full intention that you're going to go and fulfill it. But you know what? Things come up. Life comes up. Below tishalim, and you're going to forget, and you're not going to fulfill it. And therefore, Rav Meir holds that the best position is not to make a nether at all. L'fichach tov asher lo sidor klal. This way you never have the chance, or never have the potential that you make a nether and not fulfill it. No, obviously, if you make a nether, you have to fulfill it. And the worst thing is to make a nether and not fulfill it. So therefore, the Ran says, "Mashulon hashta, the lo shani ben neder ledava." You see clearly that Rebbe doesn't make any distinction between a nether or a nedava. He says better not to do it at all. So our Mishnah can't go like Rebbe, because Rebbe says nobody should make a nether or a nedava, and our Mishnah says that Rishayim make nedarim, but good people make nedavos. So our Mishnah can't be like Rebbe. That's what the Ran tells us. Now, it also can't be Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda continues in the Brayso. Rav Yehuda may have, no. Tov bizeh, mizeh, no de mishalim. He says, a person who doesn't make nedarim, okay, is not going to run into trouble. And certainly, if you make nedarim and you don't fulfill them, that's terrible. But the best thing, according to Rav Yehuda, is Rav Yehuda, Omer, tov bizeh, mizeh, no de mishalim. He says, the highest level is to make nedarim and to fulfill them. The next best thing is don't make nedarim at all, and then you won't have a problem that you didn't fulfill them. And the worst thing is to make a neder and not fulfill it. So that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. Now, Rav Yehuda also doesn't make any distinction between neder and nedava. So also, our Mishnah doesn't seem to go like Rav Yehuda, where we make a distinction between nedarim and nedavos. So our Mishnah can't go like Rav Meir, nor does it go like Rav Yehuda. These are the only two opinions that we know. So who is the author of our Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to give two terutzim. One we're giving today, afilu tamer Rav Meir, and Mitzvah Shem, one we'll give tomorrow, the very last words of Tes Amud Beis, which we're about to turn to, where it says, Yibay Seima, that you can learn our Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. So first, for the rest of the shiur today, we're going to learn the Mishnah that it goes in accord with Rav Meir. Afilu tamer Rav Meir, you could learn our Mishnah to be in accord with Rav Meir, and return to Tes Amud Beis. How is that? Because when did Rav Meir say that it's better not to make a neder at all? That's by Nedarim. Ki kama Rav Meir b'neder. But Rav Meir agrees with the Tana of our Mishnah that making a nedava is a good thing because you don't have the same potential for trouble. We're concerned, Rav Meir says, that if you make a neder with all good intentions, you're a good person, you have every intention to fulfill it, and then life comes along and you forget to go and bring it, right? A person makes a pledge to give tzedakah, and then life gets busy. And all of a sudden, he realizes 2 years later, I never gave that tzedakah. Or he gets a bill, an invoice from the tzedakah, say, hey, you never paid that pledge. Meanwhile, he's over Baal Teacher. Meanwhile, he didn't fulfill his pledge, or he never gets it at all, the invoice, and he never fulfills the pledge. He goes up to Shemayim, 120, and they say, hey, you never fulfilled that neder to give that pledge. So therefore, Rav Meir holds, by nedarim, when there's a potential for takala, it's better not to go and make a pledge at all. However, b'nedava, which is a positive thing, the Ksherim do this where there's really no potential takala or much lower potential takala lo ka'amar. Now I have to explain why there's a much lower potential takala by nedava, a little bit more than we already have, but therefore maybe Rav Meir says that we do allow nedavos, it's better to make a nedava than not to make a nedava at all. Better to make a nedava and fulfill it than not to make a nedava at all. That could be Rav Meir's opinion, and therefore he could be the author of our Mishnah who makes a distinction between nedarim, don't make them at all, that's nidre rishayim, and nedavos, that's kisherim, go and do nedavos, even l'chatchila. Where it questions this and says, why should you still say, according to Rebbe, there's a difference between nedarim and nedavos? Boktani kinidvosam nodar binazir ubekarbon. That when a person makes a nedava, it does take effect on his nedarim or a naziris or a karbon. So why should we make such a difference? And it seems to say that it's even nedarim. It says nidvosam becomes nadar. It becomes a neder. So Gemara says, no, Tani changed the word in the Mishnah according to this understanding of Rav Meir, that he should say, kinidvosam nadav binazir ubikarban. He makes a nedava, not a neder. So therefore, we're still intact. This teretz, our Mishnah could be Rav Meir, because you just change around the word nadar to nadav. So yes, Rav Meir says, it's a good thing to make a nedava, it's a bad thing to make a neder. So better never to make any nedarim, but a nedava, it's better to make a nedava and fulfill it than not to make a nedava at all, and therefore our Mishnah goes in accord with Rav Meir. And now we have the basic question. Why should there be a distinction between neder and nedaba? Maishno, no, there, delo. Why does the Mishnah say nidre rishayim? Rishayim make nedarim, and a tzaddik doesn't make nedarim. But a tzaddik makes nedabos. So what's the reason? Because we said by neder, dilma osi ba lidei takola. He takes upon himself, hare olai, he takes upon himself, or harein, he takes upon himself that this should be an obligation upon him, and it could lead to a takola, that he won't fulfill it. But nedava, the same thing. Nedava nami lo. Why couldn't the same thing happen by nedava? Duma osi bo lidei takola. It could also lead to a takola. So why should there be such a distinction between neder and nedava? So Gemara says, no. When you're dealing with a nedava, it can't become a takola if you follow the way of making a nedava, ki hilal hazokain. Now, again, we've already pointed out, when a person says harei olai, he's taking upon himself an obligation. When he says a nedava, he says this is item should be a carbon. So if you do it like Hillel HaZaken, you'll never come to Baal Ti'acher, and you'll never come to Me'ila, you'll never come to any of the potential problems. Why is that? What did Hillel HaZaken do? Tanya, because we learned in the following Brisa that this was the way that Hillel HaZaken would go and bring his carbonos. And this is a Brisa in Nazir. Now, it says over there, Amru al Hillel HaZaken, the great Hillel, the elderly Hillel, he did as follows. Nobody ever did me'ila on any of his korbanos. Shalom wal adam ba'olaso koyomav. He would donate an ola, and nevertheless, nobody ever led to a takola because of his donation. Because how did he do this? Me'viyok yeshi chulun la'azara. Because he wouldn't designate it as a korban until he brought it to the azara. Now, the Ran points out that he didn't actually bring it into the azara, because then you'd have chulun bi'azara. So in this situation, what he actually did was he brought it right up to the door of the Azara. Let's say he brought it up to the Shar Niknor, and at that point he said, this animal should be a Ola. And then he would bring it inside, so it's not a problem of Chulun the Azara, but he would immediately, Umakdisha, right before he brought it into the Azara, V'somechaleh, he would then do the Smicha that the owner has to do on the carbon Ola, V'shochta, and then he would shecht it right away. So therefore, there would be almost no time possible for anybody to do me'ila on it, or for it not to be brought. It's right there. It can't say, well, it's going to be over Baal Ti'acher. He's right there. In the next 5 minutes, it's going to be shechted. So there's no concern about Baal Ti'acher. So if you're bringing karbanos, nedava, like Hillel HaZaken, then there is no takola by nedava. That's why it says that the tzaddikim, the ksherim, they brought nedavos, because they brought them like Hillel HaZaken. And there's no potential for me'ila, there's no potential for Baal Ti'acher. As opposed to nedarim, that's an obligation on yourself. So even though you have an animal right there in front of you, maybe something will happen to that animal, and all of a sudden you'll be stuck, and then Shema, you may not bring it. So that's the difference between a neder and a nedava. So Gemara says, okay, that's great for a carbon, because you're bringing it right to the Azara, you makdish it then, you do smicha, and you do shchita, so there's no problem. Honicha, nedava de korbanos. That's great in regards to a nedava by korbanos. However, nedava in a ziris, but if a person says, I'm going to be a nazir, so there's a potential for takala, even if he did it as a nedava rather than as a neder. So Michael and Mamer, how would you explain Rav Meir making a distinction between neder and nedava in this situation? So we have the girsa, sova lo kishimon atzadik. But the Ran, in Dibur Maslul, hochi garsinon, kishimon atzadik, says, velo garsinon, sova lo. We don't say the words, v'sova lo, because, v'achi birusha, this is what it means. The chol shenodar mitoch inyon zeh, kokach kavonoso ritsuya, the lekel amechash lovel de takola. As we'll see from this story, anybody that does like this story with Shimon HaTzadik, not that they hold like Shimon HaTzadik, it's that they do like this story with Shimon HaTzadik. So therefore, there's no potential takola in such a person making an adoba for his korbanos, for Naziris. So therefore, there is no problem. Now, what happened with this famous maisha with Shimon HaTzadik? So that's as follows, the Tanya, because we have a famous Brisa. This is one of the more famous stories in all of Shas, and this story is also from that same Gemara in Nazir. There's a very famous story where it says, now the word Rebbe is not correct, because Shimon HaTzadik was just known as Shimon HaTzadik. There's some people that are above the title of Rebbe, right? We don't call Rebbe Avraham, Rebbe Yisuk, Rebbe Yaakov, right? They're above the title of Rebbe, so to say. So Shimon HaTzadik was just Shimon HaTzadik. So the word Rebbe is incorrect over here. In any event, what happened? Omar Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, Miyomai lo achalti asham nazir tome. I never ate the asham of a nazir tome in my entire life. Now, what are we talking about over here? The naziris requires a person to bring, naziris tahara, he brings a ola, a chatas, and a shlomim. So those are the korbanos that a person brings when he has a naziris that is b'tahara. But if he becomes tome, he has to bring an ola, a chatas, and he also brings an asham naziris. Now, this asham naziris is a unique korban. It's only brought for naziris betumah. So Shimon HaTzadik said, in all my time, I never ate an Ashim Nazir Tomei. I never ate from that korban. The Kohen's allowed to eat from the Chatos. The Pirchei Kuna could eat from a Chatos. They could eat from a Asham. But he says, I personally did not go and eat from an Ashim Nazir Tomei because of a concern that they really are bringing Chulin Liazara. Now, it's not real Chulin Liazara, as the Ram will explain. We'll get to this in a few moments. But because the person might have had a Charota that he didn't really want to have such a long period of time that he can't eat grapes, that he can't be metabolic mason. And okay, for 30 days, I'm willing to do this. But now that he became Tommy, on day 28, he has to go and become Tar, and after 7 days, bring the Nazir Tuma Korbanos, and then he has to count another 30 days. So then maybe he has Charata, and therefore all of his Korbanos are really not intended to really be a Naziris, because he has Charata, albeit it didn't go, as the Ran says, Lav Davka and Dira Masal Mavi and Chulin Azara, Lav Davka, Kishos Mashalohi Tiran Chacham, is Yerusun Kayemis. So it technically is a real obligatory carbon for him to bring, but since it's just the idea, Elokein Chulin, because he really now may have had Charata. In any event, Shimon HaTzadik said, Miyomai Loachati Asham Nozitomi, I never would eat from the Asham Nozitomi because of this concern. One time, however, I did. Elo Echot. One time I ate from the Asham Nazir that a Tomei Nazir brought. Why? What was that case? Very famous, unique case. Tamachas, one time it happened. Bo'odom Echad, a certain person came who was a Nazir min Adarim. He was a person who took upon himself the Zeris, and he was a young man who came from the south of Eretz Yisrael. Re'isiv, and Shimon HaTzadik says, I saw this young person, Shuyofe Naiv, Etov Roi. He was a very, very handsome guy. He looked very nice. And he had beautiful long hair. Ukvutso sav siduros lo taltalim. Right, his hair was arranged in all these beautiful curls, wavy, beautiful hair. So Amarti lo, so Shimon HaTzadik said to him, "Listen, Bini, my son," said to this young man from the south, "Mara Isa, what made you go and accept upon yourself that you become a nazir, which would require you to cut off all your hair? Lahashkes es saarcha zehana, cut off all your beautiful hair. What made you take upon yourself such a Naziris, which would obligate you to have the taglachis of the Nazir, which is to cut off all this beautiful hair?" So this young man astounded Shimon HaTzadik, and he told him, Armeli, this young man told Shimon HaTzadik, Roe ha'yisi li abba, be'iri, I was a shepherd working for my father in my city where I lived, down in the south. And one day, while I was busy shepherding, halachti lemalos mayim min hamayin, I went to go and fill up the water for the animals from a spring that was there, and it was a beautiful spring, and the water was nice and crystal clear, and I could see my reflection in the water. And I saw the appearance of myself was like looking in a mirror when I went down to pick up the water from this stream, from this spring, and I saw my face. And I said, wow, I'm a handsome guy. And then, and I saw that my Yetzirah was trying to precipitate me to say, hey, you're a handsome guy, you could do very well with the women. The Lashon of Pachas is Pachas Kamayim. In the Birchas Yaakov, when Yaakov tells Reuven that you did wrong by switching around the beds, so he says Pachas Kamayim. So this is a Lashon of Pachas, of you acted in a very rash fashion. So Upachas Ola Yitzri, the Mefarish says, in this situation, Mitok Shur Isi Bamayim Surasi, the person saw his beautiful visage in the water. Kol Kach Noah, and he said, whoa, I'm a handsome guy. This is Gabriel Yitzri. So as a result of that, his Yitzhara tried to get him. Ubikesh Labieni Lidei Maisim Roim said, hey, listen, you can do very well with the women. The Tordani Min Olam, and you end up bringing me out of this world by doing all these immoralities. So therefore, he says, Ubikesh Tordani Min Olam, the Yitzhara wanted to bring him out of this world. So Amarti Lo, so this young man from the south said to his Yitzhara, Russia, you wicked Russia, Lomo Atom is Goya, Bolam She'eno Shelcha. Why are you getting so happy, so to say? Why are you so arrogant about this world, which isn't your world? In other words, why are you telling me that I'm so beautiful and that I should go and do all these avarice? Bimishu asa lios rima v'saleya. What's going to happen to this beautiful face, this beautiful body? It's eventually going to go back to the dust, and the worms and the insects are going to crawl all over it. And he says, Aloshen of Shvua ha'avoda, sha'agalechacha, I'm going to go and become a Nazir, and I'm going to cut off all this hair, and I'll give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. And he did this totally L'Shem Shemayim. This was the all perfect reason for a person to ever become a Nazir. As great a reason as there ever was for somebody to become a Nazir, this was it. So therefore, Shimon HaTzadik said, such a person, even though he became Tomei, and now he's bringing in Hashem Nazir, so in general, we have to be concerned that a guy says, listen, I'm willing to be a Nazir for 30 days, but now that it's going to be much more than that, I'm sorry that I'm going to be a Nazir. And we have to be concerned that therefore it's as if he made all of his korbanos chulin in the Azara because he really didn't want to bring it. He has charata. So Shimon HaSadi said, this guy, this young guy from the south, there's no way he's going to have any charata. And therefore, miyad, Shimon HaSadi stood up, amarati, when he shaktiv al rosho, he stood up and he gave this young man a kiss on his head. And he said to him, amarti lo, he said, Bini, said to this young man from the south, my son, kamocha, like you, yibru nozrei nazirus b'Yisrael. There should be many more people who give the nazirus like you did, purely l'shem shamayim. And about you, alecha, cause of omer, the pasuk says, ish, and again, the whole pasuk is, daber b'nei Yisrael b'matalem ish o isha, ki afli lindor neder nazir lahazos l'shem. And the Ran says in this situation, Shinizirasa L'shem Shamayim, Nazir Lahazir L'Hashem. Somebody makes a neder like you, makes a Naziris like you, that is totally L'shem Shamayim. And therefore, in this situation, if you're like Shimon HaTzadik, this story of the young man from the south, so then there is no chance it'll be a takola, that it could be Chulin Li'azara. So therefore, just as with the carbon, so too with the Naziris, the Nadava isn't going to lead to trouble, and Rav Meir's Shita, that there's a difference between neder and Nazir, exactly fits our Mishnah. Now, Masif lo Ramani, Ramani questions this and he says, why did you make a distinction? Why did Shimon HaSadi say, oh, I won't eat from an Asham Nozer Tomei, the Lo'achal, I'll never eat from that because maybe it's brought in a way that's inappropriate, so the Asi Al-Chait. So right now we're working with a different Havamina. The reason why Shimon HaSadi didn't want to eat it because it came because of a Chait, the Asi Al-Chait, that the person became Tomei. So too, Kol HaShavos, Nami Lo'lecho. So it's not only this that he shouldn't go and eat from. He shouldn't eat from any asham, and the rush ends over here, and certainly he shouldn't eat from any kol ashamos, libamas, kol ashamos nami, koshin chatos, because these definitely come because of his sin. So why did Shimon HaTzadik say, I'm only not going to eat a asham of a nazir tame? He should have said, I won't eat from the ashamos of anybody, or certainly the chatos of anybody, because they also, the al chait also, they came because of a chait. So Amalei Rav Yonah. So Rav Yonah explains to him, like I've already explained. So he says to Ramani, no, that's not the real reason because it comes in a chait. Hainu taima, kishein toin nozrin. Now, the way the Ran understands this, kishein mischartin, when a person has regret, amaseim, because something that they did, haroim, that was bad, so they go and take upon themselves an aziris. But they only do this for a certain short period of time. And when it becomes an elongated period of time, because they become tamei, so then, kishein mitamim, the Rabban Alem, you mean, is there? Whoa, this is a lot more than they asked. Well, listen, I was going to go 30 days without taking a glass of wine, but now I'm going to have to go a much longer period of time because I'm Tomei or something else that stopped me from bringing my Karbanos Tahara Ben Aziris right away. It became a Matzori, etc., etc. So, Mishor to them, they have Charota, and it's as if, this is the Ran that we read before, Benimtu Mevin Chulun Lazor. It's as if they were bringing Chulun Lazor. Again, as the Ran says, they're obligated to bring these Karbanos, but since they have Charota, it's a little bit like it's Chulun Biazor. And that's why specifically it's talking about an Asham Nozir. Ihachi Gmor says, Afilu Nozir Tar Nami. So then Ramani says, so then the Karbanos of a Nozir Tar, which are also somewhat eaten by the Kohen, the Shlomim and the Chatas can be eaten by a Kohen. So then Afilu Nozir Tar Nami, why did he want to take the participation? Shimon HaTzadik would eat those, but he wouldn't eat from the Asham Nozir Tame. Why would he eat from the Chatas and the Shlomim of a Nozir Tar? So Gmor says, no. Nazir Tor lo, Shimon HaTzadik would eat from a Nazir Tor's korbanos because the Amud Amid Nafshei, the Ochel Lindor. Because the person said, yeah, for 30 days I'm willing to go, and there's no Charata over there. For 30 days, a specified period of time, or even if it's more than 30 days, for whatever specified period of time, that person estimated himself, yeah, I could manage without a drink, I could manage without going to the cemetery, I could manage without cutting my hair for that period of time. And therefore, the person won't necessarily have Charata. But it's when something unexpected comes along, like it becomes Tame, so maybe then Shimon HaTzadik was concerned about Naziris. So therefore, this concludes our first answer, who's the author of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah goes in accord with Rav Meir that makes a distinction between a neder and a nedava, and we explain now why there is a difference between nedavos, if you make them like Hillel and like Shimon HaTzadik, so then you're not going to have potential takala, as opposed to nedarim, which have potential takala, and that's why Rishayim only make them and not Kisherim. That's Teretz number one. And tomorrow we'll pick up over here from the last words of Tesam Abayz, Vibay Seima, and we turn to Yud Omid Aleph, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yehuda, that we can learn our Mishnah to be in accord with Rabbi Yehuda, that says that there is no difference that between a neder and a nedava, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he seemed to suggest that in both situations, it's better, the optimal way is to make nedarim or nedavos and to go fulfill them. That's better than not making them at all, and certainly better than making them and not fulfilling them. So we'll explain in tomorrow's shir how this could be in accord with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But with this, we conclude today's shir.